I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the final edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Lupus. It can ignite inflammation through your entire body, attacking virtually any organ at any time, inflicting indescribable pain and exhaustion. It is chronic and it is incurable. And do you know what causes lupus? That's right. Unions. Motherfucking unions.
A message from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Seceding from the Union has become an American fad. States began filing petitions to secede from America ever since the last election. No petition so far has received permission to break off into a sovereign nation, except one. And it's not from a state. It's an individual. On November 12th, President Obama granted secession to Mr. Bud Weevil, whose independent nation is located within the northwest section of Maple Shade, New Jersey. Mr. Weevil, welcome to the final edition.
Well, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Barry. Mr. Weevil, even though several other petitions received enough signatures to require a response from the federal government, were you surprised that only you were allowed to break away?
Oh, not really, Bruce. You know, whenever people talk to me, they really get to know me. Eventually, they conclude that it's best that we separate.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't listen. I insult people without even knowing it.
Are you looking at your phone while you're talking to me?
Well, yeah. I'm watching some porn. It's something I like to do in public.
Well, now that you're on your own, I can't imagine how you set up an economic system.
Well, that's because you're stupid. See, I don't even have the gold standard. I've gone straight back to bartering. I'll just trade stuff with anybody.
Interesting. How is that working out?
Not good. You know, at the moment, I'm running a $13 trillion auction deficit. Ooh, this is good. I'm going to turn up the south.
You don't have to call me stupid,
yeah.
By the way.
I did?
Not important. What about utilities and amenities? Things like garbage collection?
I've never been big on throwing things away. You know, I got a few spare rooms in the house, and I've just been piling up tin foil and stuff.
Excuse me, could you just turn that down, just a hair?
What's the problem?
Just turn it down. It's hard to think.
Well, maybe you're retarded. Have you been tested?
I'm not retarded. Could you just turn it down, please? This is a professional situation.
I'm putting headphones on. I want to hear this.
Thank you. Let's continue. Mr. Weevil,
do you
see yourself as a revolutionary in some ways? Or is this just a practical decision? In other words, do you have a particular vision of what your country is going to be? Or do you... Mr. Weevil!
What? Huh?
Mr. Bud Weevil, who is his own country, thank you for coming down today.
Wasn't this interview supposed to be longer?
No, we've done it.
I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be longer.
You're mistaken.
Can I borrow this magazine?
Keep it.
I wasn't going to bring it back anyway. Wow. Four of you? Where did you come from? Oh, that's one lucky guy.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Announcing a life-altering breakthrough for smokers. A new online magazine for discerning consumers of nicotine. Cigarette Aficionado. Cigarette Aficionado celebrates the joys, the glamour, the fast-paced lifestyle of cigarettes. Cigarette Aficionado is for those who love living with pleasure. Cigarette Aficionado thinks inside the box with provocative ideas on how cigarettes maximize the pleasures of your nicotine-based lifestyle.
From time immemorial, smoke has been used to preserve meat. Your lungs our meat. Hardly surprising then that incontestable new research from the Brown and Williamson Wellness Institute finds that far from shortening your life, cigarettes coat and protect your lungs, adding years to your living with pleasure. We scientists call it longevity.
Hey, why not use all that delicious secondary smoke to make delectable nicotine-flavored smoked salmon? Hey, why not smoke all your food? Smoked eggs, smoked cheese fries, smoked ice cream. Hey, don't forget to brush after meals with smoked toothpaste.
Discover the health benefits of tertiary smoke, secondary smoke that has permanently infused a structure, killing termites, bacteria, rodents, harmful molds and growths, psoriasis, tarantulas, huge scary moths, baby squirrels, and spirits of the dead. But best of all, totally repelling non-smokers.
Cigarette aficionado has questions for that pesky non-smoker.
Oh my God, are you smoking? You're pregnant!
Hey, if 60% of American kids are obese, what's so bad about low birth weight?
Cigarette aficionado brings you the wide world of cigarettes. What's going down in smoke? You can rely on Cigarette Aficionado's impeccably impartial cigarette critics as they rate the world's finest cigarettes.
Gitane non filtré exhibit enticing hints of cedar and sandalwood on the nose. Full-bodied gobs of fragrant golden smoke on the palate, alluring burnt caramel accents in the finish.
You'll love Cigarette Aficionado's Christmas gift ideas.
How about a Tiffany bedside extinguisher for the discerning bed smoker, or
high-performance ashtrays that remove your next cigarette from the pack and bring it lit to your sedentary, pleasure-loving lips? Your Formula One ashtray from Sharper Image has got your back. Or
special gift card, value $49.95 exclusive of airfare to run, walk, or simply amble in Cigarette Aficionado's first ever Rocky Mountain Downhill Marathon.
Lose weight fast with Cigarette Aficionado's easy-to-keep-to diets.
Okay, breakfast, coffee, skim milk if you must, 2 cigarettes, 7 calories, lunch, anything you want, including 2 alcoholic beverages, smoke cigarette, put it out in food, drink second alcoholic beverage, smoke second cigarette. If in a restaurant, tell maitre d' who tells you to leave to remove plate. If at home, give plate to dog, 201 calories. Repeat at evening meal, but put second cigarette out in dessert. Total calories for the day, 409. No wonder you have the body of Kate Moss.
When your heart's on fire, you must be alive. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Christmas all over again. The Grinch is trying to steal our holiday. It's been so beautiful. The nation comes together. We sing Christmas carols. We give gifts to each other. We have lighted trees, and it's just a beautiful thing. Atheists don't like our happiness. They don't want you to be happy. They want you to be miserable. They're miserable, so they want you to be miserable. So they want to steal your holiday away from you.
Jesus said, "The poor you have always with you." Does this mean he wants us to ignore the poor? No. The maker of all things intends for us to care for the taker of all things. Mr. or Ms. Poor Person. And this Christmas season, we intend to do just that.
Congressman Paul Ryan's House speech today underlines that post-election, even the Tea Party is looking for ways to appear compassionate towards widows, orphans, beggars, and other moochers, even as they're voting to end food stamps, Medicare, public education, and subsidized housing. Which, with the fiscal cliff looming, they'll be doing slap-bang in the middle of Christmas. House Speaker John Boehner.
Well, friends, is there anything more heartbreaking for Christmas shoppers than seeing little poor children outside the store pressing their little brown noses against the windows, and gazing forlornly at gifts and goodies their parent can't possibly afford? Well, this year, let's give them a truly Christian Christmas present by making their Christmas 3 weeks later.
House Bill H.R. 115 would establish January 15th as Poor Christmas, a separate but equal holiday for the 47 million Americans living below the poverty line. Hal Weevil is a spokesman for the Walton Family Poor Christmas Initiative, which funds a nationwide grassroots campaign to sell Poor Christmas to the poor and to retailers.
The post-Christmas period sucks for retailers. They're stuck with overstocked, damaged, returned Christmas items. They discount this stuff 60%, 70%. If it's perishable, like egg dog, or fruitcake, or poinsettias, up to 90%. Now, with Poor Christmas, the poor have a reason to buy them at affordable prices. Instead of eating the cost of unsellable seasonal items, retailers have a second Christmas buying season. Everybody's happy. The economy spikes. Paul Ryan is a genius.
The House also passed a Sense of Congress rider calling on local sanitation departments to repurpose discarded Christmas trees with enough remaining branches to support ornaments.
Look, I grew up poor. I know how hard it can be when you've had no Christmas, and you see those trees just lying discarded in the snow on the street. So spray them with pine green paint. Sell them right from sanitation trucks, at cost, or a little above. That's up to local government. Let's give the poor back their dignity.
The Walton family is working to spread the good word with the Reverend John Hagee of the First Church of Christ the Consumer in Houston. Reverend?
The key to establishing Poor Christmas is selling it to the unpoor, our congregation. How do the unpoor benefit? Simple. They won't suffer the inconvenience of having caregivers, cleaning ladies, pool boys, cooks and drivers taken off the very same holy days they do. Days when they need to be free to meditate on the true meaning of Christmas. When they need to celebrate by consuming mountains of food and costly presents, as Christ intended. And now, Rosa, Jose, Venetia, and Anthony will be happy to work Christmas Day instead of getting fired, because they have Poor Christmas to look forward to. Plus, they wouldn't be working Poor Christmas anyway, because by January 15th, the unpoor will all be in Palm Beach, or Gestad, or Vail, or Aruba. Everybody wins, and baby Jesus loves winners.
H.R. 115 passed by a vote of 430-5. The only holdouts were the Northern California Democratic Caucus, who claimed the term Poor Christmas is demeaning to the disadvantaged. They suggest calling the new holiday Christmas the Sequel, or Christmas 2.0. Let's let Congressman Ryan, prime architect of the new holiday, have the last word.
Well, Sean, imagine Poor Christmas Eve. The sparkling eyes of little poor children as they string their bright green needle-free Poor Christmas trees with lightly dinged and dented ornaments, hang up their water-damaged stockings beside their narrow beds, and lay the one-legged bambino in the creche that's missing at St. Joseph, as so many poor families do. So the Savior is born a little later for the poor. He's still our same blessed Savior. Merry Poor Christmas to one and all.
President Obama said he will sign the bill, provided the House also establishes a Poor Kwanzaa and a Poor Hanukkah. A spokesman for the NAACP said that Kwanzaa is already, quote, pretty slim pickings for the kids, end quote. A spokesman for the National Association of Rabbis said that Poor Hanukkah would probably be, quote, unnecessary, end quote.
This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Who's killing the Twinkie? When Hostess Brand announced that they would go out of business, widespread blame first landed on the Bakers Union, until it turned out management overpaid executives while underpaying pension funds. But in the end, the real culprits are us. Consumers just don't eat Twinkies, ding-dongs, and snowballs the way we used to.
as we see in this vintage 1960s commercial.
Are you a hardworking man with a powerful hunger?
You bet I am, short stuff.
Then dig into a Twinkie.
Mmm. I could eat these all day.
You literally could. All day, every day. Twinkies have a full daily adult requirement of sweetness and processed wheat. So now that you've eaten enough for today, why not get ahead for tomorrow? Each Twinkie is enriched sponge cake, engorged with rich, creamy filling that tastes like it ought to contain dairy of some sort, but doesn't.
Hey, can I have another pack?
Eat yourself sick. Each Twinkie you stuff in your gob makes you ever healthier and more impossible to defeat in tests of strength.
Why, look how tall I've become. Give me another Twinkie.
With each new Twinkie, your power grows threefold. Soon, you will become an unstoppable force of good or evil. It is for you to choose.
I shall destroy you all!
Twinkies, they fill your whole day. Announcing a life-altering breakthrough for smokers. A new online magazine for discerning consumers of nicotine. Cigarette Aficionado. Enjoy Cigarette Aficionado's lavishly researched and illustrated features. The Ancient Art of Coughing. What's so bad about coughing? Coughing down the ages. The diplomatic cough. The courtly cough. The discreet cough. The humorous cough. The southern slant. Hawking a longer. To cough like a mockingbird. Cigarette Aficionado sponsors don't just need you to buy their products. They help pay for your cigarette-loving lifestyle. Do you have one of those soft, gushy, mushy, wet, mucusy, somehow comforting kind of coughs? Especially in the morning? A cough that tells you your lungs still have the firepower to cleanse themselves of unwanted foreign bodies? Well, you could be eligible for huge court awards. Millions of dollars in damages, actual and punitive, may be available to you in Florida, Mississippi, or California. Call or email us, Cracker Jack, Beaufort, and Jimmy Bob in Pascagoula, Mississippi, for a free estimate of your $1 million award. Members of the Mississippi Bar.
Cracker Jack, Beaufort, and Jimmy Bob, we're in it for the long haul.
Best of all, exchange ideas, greetings, compliments, propositions, invitations, and compare notes with the millions of members of the Cigarette Aficionado worldwide online community.
Hey, Cigarette Aficionado. Kudos on your in-depth feature, Radon, the silent killer. Many of us have committed a substantial portion of our life savings to enjoy a luxurious retirement in exclusive communities, only to find that the very linchpin of that pleasure, responsible cigarette usage, is denied us. We need the ammunition provided by articles like Radon, the Silent Killer, to convince the relevant authorities that it's irresponsible exposure to radon-bearing sunlight, irresponsible use of radon-emitting golf courses, irresponsible speed-walking and jogging on radon-choked highways, irresponsible consumption of vegetables raised in radon-drenched soil. That is taking such a terrible toll on mature Americans. We who avoid these dangers by spending the happy hour of our lives inside the exclusive communities we've worked so hard to afford don't appreciate being held responsible for the irresponsibility of others. We need to get out the message that the peace and relaxation that comes from smoking a really good-tasting cigarette is the true key to long life and happiness. Thanks yet again, Cigarette Aficionado.
In anticipation of the holiday season, I just want to say one thing to all those killjoy non-cigarette aficionado reading sad sacks out there. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. What a beautiful image to conjure for our children. Now, Clement Clark Moore was writing in 1822, long before the discovery of cigarettes, which for my husband and me ranks right up there with the discovery of fire. But we feel if Clem had lived 60, 70 years later, it would have been a cigarette that Santa held tight in his teeth and cigarette smoke that encircled his head like a wreath. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. or Ms. Surgeon General.
Right on, older breathy woman. Here at Cigarette Aficionado, we love the secondary smoke of chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Welcome back to Unjailed Americans, the game show for ethical lapses and empty white-collar prisons.
Hello again, everyone. Tonight, three more great businessmen enter our dollar sign of justice to compete for the title of Unjailed American. And your votes will decide who's the most corrupt financial genius of all. And remember, no matter who wins and who loses, all of our contestants will remain what?
Not in jail!
Our first contestant tonight is Angelo Mozzillo, CEO of Countrywide Financial. Let's hear all about Angelo.
This son of a Bronx butcher earned over $500 million inflating the subprime mortgage bubble to the bursting point. An equal opportunity exploiter, Mozzillo preyed on every American who could not afford property, regardless of racial, social, or economic background. Mozzillo also pioneered the Friends of Angelo bribery list for friendly U.S. congressmen, and he earned a cool $140 million selling Countrywide stock while the company collapsed.
All righty. Angelo, why should you win Unjailed Americans?
On advice of counsel, I am invoking my right under the Fifth Amendment so as not to incriminate myself.
Okay. Our next contestant tonight is John Thane from the New York Stock Exchange, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, CIT, and more. Who is John Thane?
He's the silver surfer of financial catastrophe. Wherever he goes, trouble follows. His best act was the sale of Merrill Lynch to Bank of America. First, he pushed through about $4 billion in taxpayer-funded bonuses just before the deal closed. Then, he spent $1.2 million to renovate his new Bank of America offices with necessities like a $131,000 area rug, a $68,000 credenza, and of course, a $35,000 commode. Hey, if you got a dirty thieving inside, you should at least have a pretty toilet to dump it in.
All right, John Thane, why should you win Unjailed Americans?
On advice of counsel, I am invoking my right under the Fifth Amendment so as not to incriminate myself.
Super! Finally, tonight, let's meet Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs.
With former and future executives at every level of government, Blankfein's company has become an unstoppable money-making machine. Even when found guilty of financial manipulation, it only got a $550 million fine. $550 million? Goldman makes that in the time it takes most people to bounce a mortgage check. Blankfein famously said he's doing God's work. Apparently, God likes to distort financial information in order to double deal on his creations. Blankfein's Goldman Sachs treats the economy like a rigged casino, controlling the games, rules, and players. Though you've probably never seen a vampire squid playing blackjack, you've also never seen one in jail.
All right, Lloyd. Now tell us why you should win Unjailed Americans.
Under, you know, the Fifth.
Fantastic! All right, audience. You've heard from all these heroic entrepreneurs. Now it's time to vote. Simply text your vote to 999-JAIL-USA right now. A small $100 fee applies to each vote. Uh-oh, you know what that means. It's the Justice Department coming to get us. If we don't get out of here quick, they're going to give us all a what?
Slap on the wrist!
Ouchie! All right, your votes have been counted by the good people of Goldman Sachs, and the winner is... Lloyd Blankfein! Oh, Lloyd, you are this week's Unjailed American. Congratulations! An anonymous multi-million-dollar campaign donation has been made in your name. Okay, everyone, time to go. This has been Unjailed Americans. Until next time, stay sleazy, everybody.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Kevin Janis, Barry Lank, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Bud Weevil's porn music composed by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com often for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2012.